day 6 of self-isolation. Time 11:30 p.m. Temperature 86 degrees Fahrenheit. Mood indifferent. As I stare outside the window, I see nature. Nature untouched. I admire birds and foxes interacting with each other. A sight I've never seen before. A sight to behold. What's going on, people? It's your boy Izzy, and this is the Taz and Izzy Show. Unfortunately, Taz cannot be here with me due to the whole coronavirus and us being in lockdown mode. However, that does not mean that we cannot give you guys another special episode featuring another very special guest, myself. Now, I know there's a lot to talk about. However, I will not talk about a lot. The point of this podcast is firstly to share God's word unashamedly, and secondly, to encourage you guys during this stressful period. Because even though we are living in uncertain times, we can be certain that Jesus is sitting alongside us during this whole ride. As I was saying, I want to quickly share some internal dialogues that I've been having with myself for two main reasons. The first one is because people are going crazy. I feel like we all know this. This whole self-isolation period has taken a bigger toll on the public than previously anticipated. And not being able to talk out loud to and with people, but instead having to internalize feelings and thoughts and emotions, that can be very confusing and very hard. The second reason actually complements the first reason in that there is beauty in the crazy. I feel like some philosopher in Greece once said that, so I guess it makes it true, I don't know. But being alone and having so much uninterrupted free time has definitely helped me gain an improved insight into both myself and the world. The world being politics, people, society, etc. And this leads to my first point. Self-discovery over self-isolation. Self-discovery over self-isolation. So at the time of this recording, the government informed everyone to stay indoors unless it's for emergencies. But essentially, they told us to self-isolate. And this term, self-isolation, is a term that I've heard more times this week than I have in my whole entire lifetime. So I thought it'd be quite interesting to compare both definitions of self-isolation and self-discovery. Because as I mentioned earlier, I firmly believe that that both definitions, both terms really complement each other to help benefit us as individuals and also to understand ourselves better. So let's start with self-isolation. It is defined as the act of isolating or separating oneself from others. So basically, it is removing yourself from society with the intention of being by yourself. Self-discovery, on the other hand, is defined as a person who attempts to determine how they feel personally about spiritual issues or priorities rather than following the opinions of family, friends, and society. You know, I find it so interesting using these definitions that in order to help learn more about yourself, aka self-discovery, you have to first be in a place, both physically and mentally, that takes you away from society, from friends, and peer pressure, self-isolation. Now, before I give you guys some advice on how to merge the two together, I thought it'd be better if I share something that I discovered about myself. So at the time of this recording, I have personally been self-isolating for 13 days straight. Not because I have any symptoms or live with a vulnerable adult, simply because there's no point in stepping out, and low-key, it's illegal to. And one of the major things that I have noticed in this period is how differently I myself act around my family in London than I do when I'm away from them in Portsmouth. It was as if I was only living a part of myself, which ultimately resulted in me losing touch with the rest of myself. And it took for me to be in a place of self-isolation to rediscover that side of me. And that side of me included the creative side. I've even been able to compose some spoken word pieces. Ooh, pieces? Ugh, pieces. Something that I haven't done in months. But in essence, I think sometimes we get so lost in our surroundings, so lost in our work and our lifestyles, that we end up simply being a product of our environment. Something that I myself have been guilty of on multiple occasions. And I think it can be dangerous because if we're not careful, we could end up seeing life taking control of us, you know, fear, anxiety, panic, rather than us being in control of our lives. And this is why I can't stress the importance of being in touch with our whole self, understanding all sides to us. And what better time to do that than in this period of mandatory self-isolation? Because who knows if we'll ever get a time like this again where we're not working, where we are by ourselves, where we can simply be. And this is the perfect time to rediscover ourselves, to rediscover the best versions of ourselves. So let's change the narrative. Let's see this situation as self-discovery as opposed to self-isolation. You know, I'm a firm believer of divine timing. God setting up something special whilst him being in control and watching over the whole situation. And I firmly believe that as Christians with unwavered faith, that we will come out of this situation spiritually, emotionally, and mentally stronger than the way that we entered it. But we still have to be intentional with our free time. We should never just wait this period out, but rather we should learn from it, learn from ourselves, and learn to trust in the Lord. And this leads to my second point, which I've simply titled COVID-19. For the majority of people around the world, when they hear this term, it's normally followed up by words such as confusion, terror, epidemic, fear, death. It's just got such a negative stigma surrounding it. But from my period of self-discovery, I have managed to change my perspective on it. I've changed the narrative that the press was trying to push on me, because I know for a fact that what the enemy meant for evil, God will always turn it for our good if we just have faith. You know, a friend of mine shared this post the other day which showcased COVID-19 as an acronym: Christ over viruses and infectious diseases, followed by Joshua 1 verse 9 representing the 19. And probably the most powerful part of the acronym is the Bible verse, especially because of what it has to say. And it says in Joshua 1 verse 9, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." Now, I don't know about you, but to me, this whole situation has God written all over it. And I'm not simply talking about the fear or the deaths or the panic. Rather, I'm talking about how our faith can be strengthened, how peace can be restored, how our minds can be renewed, how love can be displayed to those who have never experienced it, how the fruits of the Spirit can be highlighted, and ultimately, how people can get to know God. For I firmly believe that it's in a crisis that we see who Christ is. I'll say that again. It is in a crisis that we see who Christ is. So let's start to exercise our faith over fear. Let's start believing that something beautiful will be birthed from this whole epidemic, a revival. And lastly, let us start to listen to what God might be wanting to tell us in these moments of self-discovery. I'd love to end on a prayer from David's tent. I think it really speaks into the situation that we are currently in. So if you're at home listening to this, feel free to say amen if you agree with anything, to put your hands out or to pray along with me. Dear Jesus, we lift up our voices in agreement that this virus has to end soon, as soon as possible. It is not from you, nor is any of the pain or anguish it has brought upon our world a fruit of your love for us. Anything that isn't from you does not deserve center stage in our hearts, in our minds. Today, God, we pray that you'd begin to wipe this virus off the face of our planet. We pray that the bacteria spreading through the air, transferring from person to person and attacking our families, would supernaturally dissipate to naught, whether through medicine, science, or supernatural eradication. In its place, we declare new life will come. We pray that those who have lost loved ones will be comforted by you, that those who don't yet know you will meet you right now and experience your infinite goodness, life, restoration, grace, joy. Jesus, we ask for hope to rise up from the ashes of this turmoil and for your love to revive our homes, communities, cities and nations, and that the revival would turn us to you in a deeper way. Amen and amen. Thank you so much for listening. Let me know what you guys think about these types of episode, especially during this period of lockdown. Let me know if it's helpful or not. But yeah, it's been your boy Izzy, and hopefully I'll catch you guys soon. Peace.